You're with SBS Radio.
The United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child has recommended the laws of member states be changed to ensure children under the age of 16 can't legally be imprisoned. It also recommends governments raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14, an increase from its previous position of 12 years old. It comes just 2 weeks after 12-year-old Indigenous boy Duan Hassan pleaded with the UN Human Rights Council to stop Australia incarcerating young children.
Right around Australia, each state and territory has set the minimum age of responsibility at 10. So 10 years of age is the age which a child can be arrested, charged with an offence, hauled before a court or locked away in a youth prison. This age is really out of step with international standards and lags behind the rest of the world, where the medium age is around 14.
That's Shalina Musk, a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre. She says around 600 children aged 10 to 13 are incarcerated in Australia each year.
We know that the majority of these children are really vulnerable young kids, children who are either known to the child protection system or subject to protection orders, and who have come from experiences of disadvantage and trauma. We're really harming these children by early contact with the justice system and by removing them from the protective factors that they find within their families and within their communities.
Mick Createy is a senior fellow with the Royal Australasian College of Physicians. He says connections to community and culture, family and education are important influences on a child's development.
If we remove children from that positive influence, we set them on a trajectory which makes them more likely to stay in the criminal justice system. We know that the younger children get in touch with the justice system, the more likely they are to stay in the justice system.
He says focusing on detention as opposed to intervention has adverse lifelong impacts.
We know that the mental health impacts in terms of trauma and depression are worse, and we know that actually has intergenerational effects on their children in the long term. We know that some of the practices in the justice system further traumatises children. Isolation for managing the risk of self-harm is further damaging. We actually do acknowledge that the justice system now recognises the risk of self-harm in custody, but we don't think the response is appropriate. There are much less restrictive ways and less traumatising ways.
Cheryl Axelby is the co-chair of National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. She says Australia's laws disproportionately affect Indigenous children, with Indigenous kids consistently incarcerated at much higher rates than their non-Indigenous counterparts.
This is really the impact of colonisation and the intergenerational impact of the removal of children from families, that we're seeing such a significant number of our people in the justice system.
Ms Axelby says the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory identified the vast majority of children who are dealt with outside of the formal criminal justice system don't re-offend.
The justice system really is emulating the adult prison system. You know, my personal thoughts on this and experience that I've seen is that we start institutionalising children from a very young age into the criminal justice system. And evidence shows that once they're in the system, it's very hard for children to get out of the system.
Mick Createy says Australia's current rules on criminal responsibility are not consistent with medical evidence.
We know that the part of the brain that controls impulsivity, which is the ability to foresee your actions and recognise the consequences, is not fully developed until the age of 25. And we know even as adults we're not fully in control of our impulses, otherwise supermarkets wouldn't put chocolates next to the cash register.
Shalina Musk says as a member of the UN Human Rights Council, Australia should adopt the recommendations of UN experts.
These guidelines have come out at a time when there has been significant concern raised across the world around governments regressing when it comes to protecting and promoting child rights, and in particular trends relating to the minimum age of criminal responsibility and the persistent use of deprivation of liberty.
Cheryl Axelby says moving away from an incarceration-based model would not only help at-risk children, but save much-needed funds that could be reinvested in the sector.
Unfortunately, what we don't have enough of, and that's right across Australia, is an investment in the front end. A child has to be in the justice system before they can get assistance. So we're actually reinforcing that you have to be a child in trouble before any resources will be provided and supported. And I think we've got to mature as a nation.
If someone you know under the age of 25 needs support, they can contact Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800. Amy Hall, SBS News.
sbs.com.au